Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And we want you part of the solution. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. I always say that. I mean it sincerely. You know, you got to. You got to be involved and engaged. Otherwise, what information are you going on? That's what I'd love to know. What information are you working on, working towards? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got a lot that I want to get through. I know, because that first hour was a nightmare. Technology is just all over the place. All right, I'm going to get back to what we were talking about earlier. On the border side, you know, the Democrats were quick to get on Donald Trump for the devastation that was being done at the border, how kids were being ripped out of the arms of mom, separated from their families. This was just so terrible, so bad, so nasty. And in reality, when you really read the reports that were going on, some of these kids were being taken away because they weren't with their parents. But if you're not upset by what I'm about to tell you here in a second, then there's something wrong with your soul. Democrat or Republican. But bear in mind, as you always said before, you know, remember when Trump became president and he was complaining about some of the things Obama did, they would say, you got a Republican president now, you got Trump, it's all him. All right, you got a Democrat president, it's all him. We didn't have these problems at the border under Trump. It's all him. It's all your team. Now you have little girls being gang raped at the border. That is on Joey B and the Democrats. Seriously, I mean, who else are you going to put it on? This wasn't happening when Trump was president. So who else can you put this on? Again, I know they're the party of non-responsibility, so I'm sure they'll find a way to put it on somebody else. Representative Kat Kamak, a Republican out of Florida, described the horrific conditions at the Mexican border during an interview with a radio host. She said it should tee off every American. You know, and again, when you hear what's going on down there. She was just returning from a 48-hour visit to the border. The freshman lawmaker said that she saw firsthand young girls under the age of 10 that had been gang raped. I want you to say it again. I want you to think about your niece, nephew, daughter, granddaughter, under 10 years old. A bunch of MS-13 gang members. Not 13-year-olds. 13 gang members. I have two granddaughters. Actually, I have four. Two are really, 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 really small. But two that are 9 and 8. All right? Under 10. If you ever put a hand on them, I'd have no problem going to jail for it. That's right, my little troll friends, you write it any place you want to. The cartels control the border, she said. If you're coming to the United States, you pay the cartel. They're making money hand over fist. And I've got friends that, I won't say they work with the cartel, but they work around the cartel industry, I'll put it that way. It's unconscionable. Human trafficking is taking place at alarming rates. Trump would have never stood for it. The conditions longer are... I don't even know if Joey B knows he's still here in the U.S. I mean, seriously, unless he's okay with little girls being molested and gang raped, why hasn't he opened his mouth? This is a crisis. The fact that the administration is too spineless to call it what it is. See, it's all, they have become nothing but a party of, you know, political reasoning or you can't even call it reasoning. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. How can you look at this? How can you look at these little girls? How can you look at these little kids on the border, see what they're going through, and basically say, oh, well. That's kind of what you're saying, isn't it? No, no. In all sincerity, that's kind of what you're saying, is it not? God bless. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we all heard about that Canadian pastor who, for all intents and purposes, threw out the police. Because even in Canada, you have to have a warrant to come in. But the state showed up, and they put a barricade-style fence around the church. Think about that. And there's been plenty of times where people said, well, that'll never happen. Joe, relax, that'll never happen here. Really? You want to talk to Brad Dacus again about the people that he's protecting? Right, that he's defending, I would say? A pastor who's going to sit in a church, or not church, went to a library to sit there and listen, right, to one of the, I don't even know what to call them, transgender, cross-dresser, whatever, reading kids, I don't know what the stories they were reading them. I was going to say, you know, reading them like, you know, Grimes fairy tales, whatever. But that wasn't what they were reading. They were reading some of their own stuff. Matter of fact, I saw one of them, drag queens, I guess they're called, excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to call them. But I saw one of them teaching the kids, 5, 6, 7 years old, teaching the kids how to twerk. Because it's very important at that young age you learn that dance in particular. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Please answer the question. We are back. Same old song and dance. No kidding, right? Always a pleasure to have you with me. There really isn't anything new under the sun. I mean, shams, scams, all that, people wanting power. It's all the same. It's just how they go about it differently. Like I joked in the last hour. You know, I hate to burst your bubble for some of you who love the old King James. Jesus would not use a slate tablet. Sorry. Probably use like an iPad or, I use a Surface Pro. I love my Surface Pro. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, things change. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me and you support me, and a lot of you do, and I very much appreciate that. So, I'm not easily swayed. You guys know that. But I'm seeing some light here, if you would, for lack of a better term. Apparently, Senator Joe Manchin is still having a hard time with his Democrat colleagues. He's maybe seeing some of the light, seeing the direction that they're going in. So he said in a threat to Biden the agenda, he's opposing the reconciliation process, you know, to pass legislation. He thinks it's wrong. He thinks they need to start coming together, working on things together. I am happy to see some of these old timers are getting irritated with this. Now, he said he's opposed to using a procedural process known as reconciliation to pass legislation without Republican support. Not everything can be party-line voting. You know, if they were honest with themselves, look, it wasn't a major majority. Matter of fact, I don't think he won at all. But let's just say I go with the numbers they're giving us. Joe Biden did not win by a massive landslide. You have almost an exact cut, you know, slice of the country. So if they really cared about the U.S., if they really cared about America, if they really cared about our citizens, that's how they would legislate. Because if the Dems, if the country was truly fed up with Republicans, you would have had a two-thirds majority all the way around, just like you see in California. Although they're not fed up with it, they just don't have a clue. Sorry, but they don't. Joe Manchin said earlier today that he's opposed to using a procedural process known as reconciliation to pass legislation without Republican support. This could be a blow to the President Joe Biden's chance of passing a $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill. He said, I simply don't believe a budget reconciliation should replace regular order in the Senate. He said, and he wrote this in an opinion piece in the Washington Post. I'm surprised they took it. He said, Senate Democrats must avoid the temptation to abandon our Republican colleagues on important national issues. Democrats relied on a budget reconciliation process to pass Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. That came through with a simple majority vote. They've been considering doing the same thing with Biden's proposed infrastructure package. Normally it would take 60 votes in the 100-person chamber to overcome a filibuster. Manchin, who is from West Virginia, is a moderate on most issues, right? And he's willing to cross party lines at times, and has. So his support is crucial to any bill passing the 50-50 Senate. Now, Vice President Kamala Harris is the only one that can break the tie, but it needs to be a tie to begin with. Now, I told you about this. The Senate parliamentarian ruled on Monday that Democrats could use reconciliation to pass more legislation this year. I mean, can you imagine? They would be beside themselves. If the Republicans pulled this stunt, they would be beside themselves. So here's $2.3 trillion. Then we had the $1.9. Then we, you know, I mean, where does it stop? Where is this actually going to stop? Yeah, I'm asking for a friend, right? It's not. But it's not, again, but it's nice to see Manchin stepping up. I don't know if he's going to hold it. I don't know if he's just like, you know, getting us all excited for no real good reason. I don't know if some of you heard this today. 533 million Facebook users lost, well, let's just say that somehow Facebook leaked their personal data. That's, do you guys understand? That's a half a billion Facebook users. I remember teaching a class on social media 170 years ago when Facebook only had 900 million users. All right? And now 533 million, to be exact, users' personal data has been leaked out or stolen. I guess we'll probably find out at some point in time it was hacked. And China, they've placed over 700 Americans today who passed through Shanghai Airport on a watch list. I mean, these people, they use facial recognition like you use your cell phone. I mean, they use it for everything. And don't think they don't already. These apps that you're using that for years you kind of poo-pooed us on, and we say, you know, they originate in China, they become, look, if you look at where the viruses come from, look at where the malware comes from, then you can pin it on China, North Korea, and Russia. That's where the majority of it comes from. And yet, we're so ignorant that what do? We go out and we buy, antivirus software that belongs to companies where? From China, from Russia? Well, North Korea doesn't do it. They just steal other people's. I mean, what's that say about us? No, really, what's it say about us? We got to pay attention. You got to start listening and pay attention. It's just amazing to me that we're so easily led into these things. That we're so easily willing to walk down those, aisles and do whatever they tell us to do. Arizona Governor Ducey, he signs a bill to block the new federal gun laws. I'm hoping we see more and more and more of this. I want to see how SCOTUS comes out on these. Arizona has signed a new law to prohibit federal gun laws, especially the ones that, would violate the Second Amendment. Not especially. Anything that puts a restriction on them to that degree violates the Second Amendment. HB 2111 legislation was signed into law Tuesday by Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey. It ensures the rights of gun owners are protected from potential overreach sought by President Joe Biden. The law seeks to prohibit police and sheriffs from enforcing new federal gun laws, which critics say will undermine the rule of law and discourage law enforcement officers from even enforcing federal gun laws. Talk more about this inside the break, but the critics say that it's unconstitutional. And I think we should fight it. I think they should fight each and every one of these. Joe Mancini, your host. You'll listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is planning on announcing a number of executive actions Thursday to address gun violence. He will also announce his pick to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, David Chipman. The actions will include a rule targeting so-called ghost guns, constructed with home-milled components without serial numbers, as well as asking the Department of Justice to publish a version of a red flag law the White House hopes that states will adopt. And China has issued a warning to the United States about boycotting the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The Chinese foreign minister promised a robust response should the U.S. lead a potential boycott. The White House said Tuesday that it was not planning on boycotting the Games, but was consulting with its allies to form a response to China's record of human rights abuses and its treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and their Uyghur minority. Several human rights groups have called for a boycott of the Games that begin in February of 2020. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed, right? If you want to get informed, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. Sign up for my weekly email news blast. Now, how about if I said semi-weekly? Well, seriously. I mean, I try to get it out every week. I don't always succeed. But to give you an idea who's coming on the show, topics we'll be discussing, I have links to other show, other stories and topics. And some of the sponsors of the show are listed in the email as well. And you need to make sure that you support them. If you're going to buy something in a product that you hear on the show, best place to buy it is from them. Seriously, because they're supporting us. You should support them as well. I mean, if you guys go to, I don't know anything about Kohl's or some of those other places. But in your face with Target and a few of the others, you know they don't stand for your principles. Stop shopping there. Really. Just stop shopping there. And I'm very disappointed. I'm hearing things like, you know, Walmart's coming up with $1 billion for Black Lives Matter. Why? Why don't you find programs to give to in those areas, in those neighborhoods? More than happy to. Look, I'm a member of a school board. We always reach out to companies like Lowe's and Home Depot and so forth to ask them to support the local schools because they're making their money locally. Right, the revenues that they're getting from people locally, so why not help out? Why not give back to the community, which is exactly what they ask you to do on a regular basis anyhow. And you should be doing the same thing. We should all be doing the same thing, really. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate it, the time that you're spending. All right. And the latest, I don't even know what to call it, the latest Joey B. creepy file. How about that? You like that one? I do. You know, you have to see the video, really. And I think Todd Starnes just got one up on his website. But Biden got within a few inches of a woman's face and telling her that she needed a social distance. Now, what I'd like to know, how do you explain that one? How do you tell somebody they have to social distance when you get up in their face on it? President Biden gets face-to-face with a woman during a stop today at a church. Oh, my God. Did it catch on fire? Let's see. Keep wearing a mask, wash your hands, and socially distance. Which I'm not doing, he told the woman. What? He is a freak, isn't he? He got up close to her to tell her that he wasn't following the rules. I need you to do that? That's the only way you can explain it to me? This guy's a freak. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. I really do appreciate the time spending on this. Anyway, back to the gun control. I just thought that was a funny quickie. State of Arizona, again, like I said, their governor has signed a law that basically says, hey, we're not going to support federal gun laws that go against the Second Amendment. The law seeks to prohibit police and sheriffs from enforcing new federal gun laws. Critics say it'll undermine the rule of law and discourage law enforcement officers from enforcing federal gun laws to protect the public. Well, none of the federal gun laws they have in place really protect much of anybody, according to the feds. According to their own words. They keep putting these federal laws into place, which mean absolutely nothing. They won't do really what it takes. And yet they want to pass more and more of them, and then tell you they're ineffective. Critics say that the federal gun laws are also unconstitutional. They'll cost taxpayers money to defend. So what? You blow money on all kinds of other stuff. Let's blow money there as well. Gun control advocates from every town for gun safety delivered petitions earlier Tuesday urging Ducey to reject the legislation. The legislation advocates for universal background checks, gun control measures, and it's backed by Michael Bloomberg. Surprised, shocked. I tell you, shocked, right? Bloomberg hates guns. Well, except for the guys standing around him. The guys around him that protect him should have all the guns they need, right? State of Arizona's political subdivisions are prohibited from utilizing any financial resources or state personnel to administer, cooperate with, or enforce any law, act, order, rule, treaty, or regulation of the federal government that is inconsistent with any law of this state regarding regulation of firearms. Which is really funny because basically San Francisco and places in California have the same kind of law that says they won't cooperate with the feds at all. And they're good with that. When it comes to immigration laws. Think about it. A cop can lose his job for actually following the law in San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, and other places. President Biden has talked about banning certain firearms and magazines. Especially after a pair of mass murderers last month. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. He plans to take up two House Democrat-passed bills expanding background checks. To what? High school? You're going to go back to where they were born? Ask the doctor how they added, what was their attitude in the operating room? Delivery room? Whatever. President Biden is expected to start rolling out executive actions on guns. Because he's getting a lot of pressure from longtime advocates. Again, amazing to me. Don't listen to people. You know, I love to talk about how much violence is committed against the black community, yet the black community wants more police and more guns. Less restrictions on guns and more police. Go figure, right? People can buy kits that contain components. These are called ghost guns. And directions to put together firearms in as little as 30 minutes. One of the officials said that people use them to commit crimes all the time. The weapons known as ghost guns can't be traced because they don't have any serial numbers. What are you going to do? You're going to get rid of all the 3D printers in the country? I mean, seriously. All the computerized lathe machines in the country? Biden's action on Thursday, well, will tell the Justice Department within 60 days to issue a proposed rule making clear that when stabilizing brace is used to effectively turn a pistol into a short-barreled rifle, it's subject to the requirements of the National Firearms Act. Biden also will announce that he is allocating funds for community violence intervention. What's that mean? So let me see. He's taking money away from the police departments, right? He's working at not giving so much money to law enforcement. But somehow he's going to find funds for the community so they can intervene against local violence because the cops apparently can't do that. Just trying to understand. Biden has proposed a $5 billion over 8 years for community intervention. This is part of his American Jobs Plan. Please. President plans to nominate David Chapman, or Chipman, I'm sorry, gun control advocate, to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Chipman is a senior policy advisor at Giffords, an organization led by former Congressman Gabriel Giffords. Gabrielle Giffords. I wonder what that would be all about. I wonder what they're thinking about it. This is going to be a lot of fun to listen to this. This is going to be good. Right? There were almost 5 million FBI background checks for guns in March. What does that tell you? People are afraid. They know what's coming. Unless we find a way to push back, get them a little afraid, let them see what we're really all about, this is coming. And they may try to retroactively take your gun. I hope SCOTUS has a spine. See, I kept that clean. You know? And the only guy left on SCOTUS, I think, with an outspoken spine, is Justice Thomas. Right? I mean, he's willing to lay it out there and get people to think. Always has been, really, if you think about it. Earlier this week, Justice Thomas announced that the U.S. Supreme Court soon will have to put an end to big tech tyranny. He said, look at the glaring problem, you know, of these social media platforms like Facebook and Google wielding unlimited power. They can censor any user they want to, especially those who, well, don't share their same views. Now, these tech giants, he urged, ought to be regulated like common carriers, which are legally required to serve all customers. AT&T can't refuse to open a phone account for you or limit your conversations. Now, Amtrak can't pick and choose who rides its trains. So seriously, these are things that need to be thought through, and he is exactly right. And Roberts right now is shaking in his boots. Go and see to your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a minute.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do mean that. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution, really. That's the best way to do it. You know, get involved. Have conversations with other people. No, really, seriously. You know, we all run away from these things. Like, we won't have friends anymore if we start talking politics. All right, don't talk politics, if you would. Talk reality. No, really, seriously. Talk reality. Just say, look, how is it? I say this to my, I can only go down the road with my Christian friends, for instance. And I always say the same thing to them. I'm not asking you to vote for Trump. I'm not even asking you to vote for Republican, if you would. Let's just start off in a real simple way, right? How do you vote? Do you believe in abortion? No, I don't. I don't think abortion's right, but I don't want to force my views on anybody. Okay, why don't you think it's right? Well, because I think it's the killing of a human. I have no other way to say it, but it's a killing of a human because, you know, once a baby is conceived and has a heartbeat and blah, 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 you know, all of a sudden it's a big deal, right? I mean, it's a human and you shouldn't take its life. Okay, so how do you vote for somebody? How do you do that? How do you vote for somebody? You just said you don't believe in abortion. You believe it's the taking of a life. Now, you put a little caveat there, but you don't want to tell the people what to do. Okay, great. Right? So the guy that wants to sleep with your daughter, you mean maybe you should not tell him what to do. You don't want to force your beliefs on anybody. The guy who's going after your wife, maybe you don't want to push on him either, because you don't want to force anything on anybody. I mean, I get this is crazy. So a life is a life. If you agree that you shouldn't take a life, yet you say a baby even inside the womb is a life, but a woman has a right to take that life. How does that make any sense? I can't. Look, I'm not even well educated. I'm not even dumb enough for that to make sense to. I'm not even dumb enough to say, well, I don't want to say anything because I want to make sure it makes sense. Right? I can't do it. So stop. Make sure the things that you're talking about doing that you want to do that you believe to be truth, make sure it happens. By speaking out, by talking to people, by letting them know what you feel and why. Look, you have friends that will never say to you, I don't know about this or I don't know about that, enlighten me. But they'll hear you talking about it. They'll hear the reasons you stick up for it. They'll hear the reasons why you believe it's the right thing to do, the right thing to fight for. You watch. And you'll turn those people just in conversation, not in fight. I mean, look, I know I'm a lightning rod. I know that, you know, I'm poking people when I speak a certain way at times. There is no soft way, and it used to be. I've come a long way since seeing Unplanned. There is no soft way to say you're taking the life of a baby. You have a heart, it has a heartbeat. When you see it, trying to duck and dodge the suction tube, yeah, that's right. It knows what's coming. It knows what's happening. I say it in generality because I don't know if it's a girl or a boy or what. But seriously, that's why my new litmus test for people, I won't vote for somebody who's pro-abortion. Can't do it. I only want to vote for people that will protect the most innocent of lives. Because if you will outwardly, in the open, protect that, then I know you'll fight for me too. Otherwise, I don't think you will. At all. As I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sign up for my newsletters. They're not that tough. You only go out once a week. Matter of fact, it's really funny. I don't get them out once a week. I keep forgetting. I got one sitting on my desktop that's almost done. Okay? I'll get around to it eventually. But anyway, you know, you look at that. Look at getting informed. Then you won't feel so bad when you engage. You won't feel so bad when you're, I won't say having an argument with, but when you're discussing, you know, about constitutional, constitutional, religious, legal, any of those issues. That simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, being involved, being engaged. You know, part of the reason some of us, you know, have such a hard time believing Democrats when they say they're against all kinds of violence, and they tell you that Black Lives Matter, and then they want to defund the police. They don't want to acknowledge anything that's going on in Chicago. Right? Come on, think it through. How do you take them seriously at that point in time? If they won't acknowledge real deaths that have taken place now, violence on blacks because it's from other blacks, then how do we know for sure? Right? How do we know for sure that they really want to protect the black lives? Come on, just let that sink in for a second. These are the things you have to be able to talk to other people about. There's no way around it. You have to have some, you can't be emotional because we ask them not to be. You can't be yelling because we don't want them to do, right? You need to lay out the truth, give them something to chew on, and then leave alone. Because they will, they'll make themselves crazy. They won't need your help. You want to text alerts? It's simple. Send TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Some of the stuff is just, some of the stories you guys sent me kind of funny. They're sad, some of them, but they're funny. Apparently the National Archives has decided out that it will share Trump's tweets that were censored on Twitter. I mean, they're trying to do everything they can to keep this guy from having a library and everything else. For anybody really knowing what he did, the library is the one that's going to really tell the truth about him, because they're going to tell you, in all reality, I don't expect at all that any of the history books will really, really carry the truth about President Trump. You know, it's a constant hate fest, and not just on him, but anybody who speaks positively of him, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. But the National Archives and Records Administration confirmed that it is working to make publicly available tweets from the former president that Twitter has taken down. Now, NARA, N-A-R-A, and Twitter have worked closely together for years to keep records of governmental content posted to the social media giant, but the banning of Trump's personal account complicates matters. NARA intends to provide public access to all captured. Well, do you know what to do? Ask people for them. Most people have them already. Most people have made copies. They pulled them down. They have copies of them so they can tell their kids about them and their grandkids, so they can make sure the history is really being taught, really being told. Twitter is solely responsible for the decision of what content is available on the platform. The statement continued and said that NARA works closely with Twitter and other social media outlets to maintain archived social accounts. What would they be afraid of? Would you want, well, you know, if you really believe what they say they believe, I want the future to know how nasty President Trump was, how bad he was on tweets. That's really what they should be saying. They won't, but that's what they should be. They're going to say, can confirm that our teams have been working with NARA on preservation of tweets from real Donald Trump, right? Given that we permanently suspended Donald Trump, the content from the account will not appear on Twitter as it did previously or as archives administrative accounts do currently. Regardless of how NARA decides to display the data it has preserved, it won't appear here. Oh, God. Administration accounts that are archived on service are accounts that were not in violation of Twitter rules. Right. Yeah, the hypocrisy behind this, they'll never see it, people. Some of you keep saying, you know, they'll see this, they'll never see it. They can't find it because they don't believe that they can be hypocrites. They don't believe they can be racist. They don't believe anything negative about themselves. Again, I keep telling you, it's the party of non-responsibility, and there isn't any way to cut that. Right? And since the riot was all his fault at the Capitol, and it was the only riot we had all year, you know, or in the previous years, just ask them, they'll tell you. In a message posted to its site at the time, Twitter identified two tweets Trump made after the riot as allegedly violating or glorifying violence in the community. Ooh. So when Kamala Harris said, this is what you get from people, this is what people do when you try to suppress them, you know, burn down buildings, smash, she's not glorifying that as a righteous thing to do? Unreal. Joe Seeger, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the station that we're on right now. I mean, I'm sure you got to check the lineup. Get informed. I always say that. Listen, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Watch you back here with us tomorrow.